Never know, Sergeant.
When would you like the men there?
Well,
I'm afraid
the sooner the better.
Very well, Mr. Temple. I'll do my best.
Keep the men well out of sight and don't under any circumstances interfere with anyone who looks like making their way towards the first penguin. When you see a light in one of the windows, enter the inn.
Very good, sir. Mr. Temple, if it isn't a personal question, who do you think will visit the inn tonight?
The Knave of Diamonds, Sergeant.
Sit there and grumble. We must have been tied up here for hours, and all you
damn well... For heaven's sake, woman, shut up.
Well, something's got to be done one way or the other. We can't just sit. Oh, my God, this is tight.
It's no earthly use struggling.
But we must get... Oh.
It's no use, Diana.
If I could only get this rope free at the back, I could move my arms and then...
When I get my hands on that little swine, Horace...
I hope Horace caught Temple before he got to Bramley Lodge.
I wonder what on earth made the chief ring up from Temple's place. Now, that was a damn fool thing to do, if you like.
Why was it? How was he to know that Temple was here and would trace the call?
I say, what's that?
What?
Thought...
Listen.
It's a car.
Yes. I hope to God it's the chief...
Temple.
Yes, my dear Milton, you must forgive me for once
Paul,
again.
Where's Miss Parchment?
Yes. Yes, where is she, Milton? Milton, if you don't...
She's gone. She left about an hour ago.
Why? Why did she leave? Well, perhaps it's a good job you don't feel like talking.
But what are you going to do?
Just, gag you, my friend. We don't want you to be unnecessarily noisy when our distinguished guest arrives. Here, you attend to the girl, Steve.
Who's coming here?
A friend of yours, Miss Thornley. A very close friend, if I'm not mistaken.
Not Max. No.
Now turn the light out, Steve. Good. And now... we wait.
Paul, is he really coming here?
Yes. Yes, I think so, Steve.
You're not certain?
One can never be too certain of people. Least of all people like Max Lorraine.
But Paul, why should he come here? For what?
Because I've laid a trap, Steve. A rather neat little trap with it.
What is it?
Listen.
Paul, he's here.
Hi, Timothy, yes. Steve, stand by the light. When I give the signal, switch it on.
Yes, all right.
Shh, quiet, Steve.
Ludmilla, where are you? Why don't you? Who's there?
Light, Steve. Drop that gun.
Why, it's Dale. Inspector Dale.
Yes, Inspector Dale. Alias Max Lorraine, alias the Knave of Diamonds.
Temple, are you mad? What the devil does this mean?
Briefly, my dear Lorraine, it means exit the knave. Steve, ungag the girl.
Ludmilla, why did you send that note?
Note? Which note?
Good God, you don't mean... Temple.
Yes, I sent the note. My method of delivering it was a little unconventional, I admit, but it seems to have served its purpose.
You damn fool, Max. You played straight into his hands. What?
We saw the light, Mr. Temple.
Yes. Hello, Sir Graham. Hello, Charles.
So you've got Milton and Dale.
Yes.
I don't mind telling you, Temple... but Merritt and I were staggered when the sergeant gave us your note.
Yes, why, I expect you were, Sir Graham.
Have you searched him?
Not yet, Charles.
Right. We'll wait till we get him back to the station.
Take Milton and the girl to the car, Sergeant.
Yes, sir. Come along, Miller. Give me a hand.
Right, sir.
You untie the girl.
Very good.
Well, they say give a man plenty of rope and he'll hang himself. You've certainly made a pretty good job of it, Max.
Come along, you.
Goodbye, Mr. Temple. This time, I'm afraid we shan't meet again.
Bring the girl too, Miller.
Yes, sir.
So it's goodbye, Max.
Yes. Yes, it's goodbye. But remember what I always said, Ludmilla. They won't take me. They won't take me.
Come along, miss.
Do you mind if I have a cigarette, Sir Graham?
No. All right. You can have one of these.
If you don't mind, I'd rather not. I don't particularly care for your brand of Russian cigarettes. I have my own. If you like, Merritt.
No, it's all right. Merritt.
Oh, thank you. It's better.
Well, you've certainly given us plenty to think about, Dale.
Yes. But thank God we had the common sense to follow Miss Trent's advice and send for Paul Temple.
I think we'll have the bracelets on, sir. Just to be on the safe side.
Well, I've had a good run for my money and I'm not grumbling. It's a pity you caught me on a cheap trick, Temple. But I guess that's how things turn out sometimes.
Dale, tell me. That time when Skid Tyler was poisoned, what happened?
The poison wasn't meant for Tyler, I can assure you of that, Sir Graham.
But then it must have been meant for me. What the devil is it, Dale?
Paul, he's going to faint.
My God, it's the cigarettes. He's poisoned himself.
I told Ludmilla you'd never take me.
Get him to the car, Bennett. Get him to the car.
We'll have to get him into Evesham.
He's passed out. We'll have to be quick, Sir Graham.
Yes. Here, I'll just lift him.
I'll take it out. That's right.
Better. Now, careful. Just round him. Careful. Look out.
How horrible. Did you see his face? He was... Oh, Paul.
Don't, my dear.
Paul, why did the knave come here? Did you know it was Dale? And
one
why...
One question at a time, Steve. I'd had my suspicions about Dale for quite a little while. And when I got back to Bramley Lodge and found that he'd been there all night and had had ample opportunity of using the telephone, I was almost certain.
But he wasn't the only person at Bramley Lodge.
No, there was Sir Graham and Merritt. Sir Graham, of course, was really quite out of the question. Although, even with Sir Graham, I found myself occasionally, well, wondering... I think it was those Russian cigarettes he smoked.
But there was Merritt?
Yes, there was.